This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Coughing our way through the show tonight. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Talked about the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill that nobody's read. But we do have some things that are coming out. And there's one thing, it's probably worse than all the others. Now, before I get to this final thing that's worse than all the others, I do think it's necessary to maybe bring up a couple more, just a couple headlines, just for no reason whatsoever. Headline, Twitter's top ranks are riddled with ex-FBI employees. Headline, DOJ snooped on House Intelligence Committee investigators during the Russian probe. That's right, your Department of Justice under President Trump. That means it was under Jeff Sessions, as he was AG at the time. They were spying on the House Intelligence Committee investigators. Your government is completely out of control. The administrative state is so dangerous and so out of control. If I'm being totally honest with you, just the two of us talking here, I actually don't know if it's possible to rein in the administrative state now. I don't know if there's an entity in the United States of America that has the power necessary to rein in our intelligence community. Between the CIA, FBI, NSA, the last president that tried to do it ended up having his head canoed in Dallas. So I don't know if there's an entity that's powerful enough to try to do it, but I do know this. It would be nice if we weren't helping them do it. Headline. Government funding bill gives the Justice Department extra money for January 6 prosecutions. Extra money funded by the GOP. We are watching, we are witnessing an unprecedented level of government abuse here in the United States of America. The FBI should justify its very existence before Congress tomorrow, not next month, not when we get back from Christmas. The entire organization should be shut down now and everybody hauled in. In fact, haul them all in handcuffs. And every one of you explain in front of Congress why you should ever see the light of day again. But instead, the Uniparty, extra money for them. I have never in my life come as close as I am right now. And don't worry, this will pass. I won't do it. But if I had a ballot in front of me right now, if it was election day, I can't guarantee you I wouldn't vote straight Democrat. So we can just accelerate this thing and let's just get the party started. I won't. That's just emotion talking right now, which is always bad. Right? You don't even want your emotions to do the talking. Well, you don't want your emotions to do the decision making. So I won't. But if you tell me I shouldn't, why don't you tell me why? Why? Why do I keep voting Republican? What's it ever done for me? Slowed things down? Not even slowing things down anymore. And ramping things back up. Someone explain to me why I should do it. I'm sick of this, man. I'm tired. I'm tired of the entire government against you, against me. The entire federal government. And I'm so tired of a low-T GOP. So sold out, corrupt, weak, pathetic, that none of them will do what we send them there to do. None of them. You know, that's not fair. That's not fair. Not enough of them will do what we send them there to do. They simply lock arms with the other party and they take turns screwing us over the same way the Democrats do. Every single time I hear this person speak now, I have this feeling inside of me that makes me want to go vote for Nancy Pelosi.
If a truly bipartisan full-year bill without poison pills is ready for final Senate passage by late next week, then I'll support it for our armed forces, particularly. Otherwise, we'll be passing a short-term continuing resolution into the new year.
For the troops, of course. It's always for the troops. $1.7 trillion for Michelle Obama trail. $1.7 trillion handing out things here and here, and this country gets some, and this country gets some, and this special interest groups get some, and Nancy Pelosi gets a federal building named after her, and he gets his, and he gets his, and he gets his, but they focus on $45 lousy billion for the daggone military and try to tell you they had to do it for the troops. We'd be better off without a military than we would with this FBI. That's how dangerous the situation is. And we're not only keeping them in check, we're giving them more money. And there are actual Republican quotes in the article. There are several Republican quotes of people talking about, well, this is Roy Blunt, Missouri. Quote, I've always been for prosecuting anybody who violated the law on January 6th. So, and there are like 800 cases already. So I can't imagine that they don't need some extra money. There are 1,000 January 6 cases. The FBI thinks there will be 2,000 by the end of next year. And instead of the Republican Party standing up against the political prosecution of innocent, almost all these people are completely innocent, by the way, and the ones who are guilty of these little low-level nothing jerkwater crimes. Instead of standing up for them, we have scumbag, piece of trash losers like Roy Blunt of Missouri out there explaining away like it's nothing. Well, yeah, they need more money. Just got to throw some more Republicans in prison. Hey, FBI, blank check for you guys. Now you tell me why I should ever vote Democrat again, or I should ever vote Republican again. I'll tell you what, man. I'm glad there's not a ballot in front of me right now. I'm glad there's not. It'd be Joe Biden. It'd be Democrat, 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 Democrat. Let's go ahead. Forget about trying to tap the brakes, because what I want is to reverse all this. I want all this stuff to stop. I want the insanity in this country to end. I want to turn around and start racing back in the other direction towards a place where we could be a decent nation again. But instead of that, they can't even tap the brakes. They won't even tap the brakes and slow us down. They're accelerating too, right there with them. Shoot, let's go off the cliff together, baby. We'll go right off there together. And I'll tell you another terrible thought I had. Shouldn't say this. I don't care. I'm going to say it anyway. And this is a terrible thought. But as I see our political situation in this country degenerate, and I see this level of corruption, history tells me that we are going to get to a place in this country where violence, political violence, it's going to become really the norm. We're already seeing some of it, but we're going to start seeing more and more. And that's just a horrible place to be as a country. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I don't. That's a horrible place to be. And you know what else? I'll tell you something. It's the fact. You write this one down. Chris might want to record this one. I'm telling you right now, members of Congress, the House and Senate, you're going to see some die in the next 10 years. You will. You know, because if you paid any attention at all, they discussed the levels of personal threats they're receiving, Republicans and Democrats. It's increasing tenfold, up, as the anger level at this increases. How many times do you have to screw people over before some nutball does something absolutely awful? You know that's coming, right? If we don't find a way to reverse this insanity, that kind of ugliness is coming. And then I see this crap over and over again, and because I've always been that guy, and I hope I always am that guy, if I don't want to see anyone get hurt, that's why I talk about being aggressive in legal ways. I don't want to see anyone get hurt. But then this crap happens all the time, and it's like it's on purpose. They do it in our face. They spit in our faces, and I have these moments where I say, you know what? Bring it on. I don't care. I don't care if we degenerate to that. Again, I don't want to see anybody get hurt, but moments like this, I have moments where I say to myself, man, at this point, I don't care if they do. I don't care for any of them. You have been so wronged by your government. I want you to know this is not your fault, and you deserve better. You deserve better than this. Now, whose fault is it? Well, I have somebody I'm going to call out. Group of people. Are you going to be offended? Maybe. But let's talk about it. Not your mommy, your daddy. And I'm going to tell you exactly who I blame for this crap. And we have got to start doing a whole lot better in this country. I'll tell you who I blame in a second. Maybe Low T's to blame. Probably is. Maybe we should get Mitch McConnell in for some testosterone check. John Thune, John Cornyn, Joni Ernst of Iowa. Maybe we need to get her on a female vitality stack from Chalk. So instead of taking that next meeting with a lobbyist, it's going to stroke Joni Ernst, the big check for her to run back to Iowa and say, look at all the money I got you. Maybe she'll actually stand for something. Maybe Mitch McConnell will actually stand for something. Maybe John Kuhn will actually stand for something. But instead, we have a bunch of losers. And I do believe that we are going to a dark place in this country. And I'll tell you this, fellas, you got to be tough. We all do. We all have to get tougher, myself included. We all got to buck up. If we're a bunch of low-T weenies, we ain't going to make it. Chalk sells male vitality stacks. They're 35% off a subscription. These are natural herbal supplements, anti-communist company. Why wouldn't you do it? Ladies, they have a female vitality stack. Again, I'm going to stress natural, herbal. No more big pharma. We got to get stronger, better, better focus, better energy. Go to chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday night, and it is time to talk about blame. As we were just going, I ended up getting a little overheated. Sorry about the yelling. You know, I don't like doing that. Just a little, Chris. It's fine. I got a little overheated. The low-T GOP does that to me. But whose fault is it? Who do we blame for this? Who do we blame for such a lame GOP? Okay, well, take that question, fold it up, put it in your back pocket. Let me ask you something. Me, I am a general manager of a football team. You're super loaded. You're the owner. All right, so you're loaded. You're the owner, meaning you get to hire and fire whoever you want as the owner. And you've chosen to hire me as the general manager for your football team. Now, let's just say you hire me and I pick some weapons grade loser out there to go play quarterback for our team. And he sucks and he blows it. And in the offseason, he comes and he says, hey, coach, I'm going to improve. Hey, GM, I'm going to improve. And I say, okay, you know what? We're going to stick him around. You know what? We're going to stick with you. We're going to renew your contract. You got another one-year deal. And he goes out there again next year, and he sucks. Comes in again to my office. Hey, give me another chance. Next time, be different. I say, okay, you know what? I like it. I like it. I like your spunk. I like your attitude. Come on back next year. Another deal. Same thing again the next year. Same thing again the next year. And you, the owner, you don't ever fire me. You just keep renewing my contract, too. So, is it the quarterback's fault? After 3, 4, 5, 6 years, throwing 5 interceptions a game, we never win a game, are we still blaming the quarterback? Or at some point in time, do we have to do the hardest thing in the world and go find a mirror and start pointing fingers there? I bring this up because we talk about all these weapons-grade losers, all of them. John Cornyn of Texas, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Joni Ernst, Iowa, John Thune, like Lindsey Graham, all of them, all these losers. And you know what the truth is? You know who's most at fault for the current state of the GOP in this country? Who's most at fault is the GOP primary voter. Forget general election voters. Okay, so we have a bunch of uninformed people who don't even start paying attention until about 35 seconds before the election. Just set them aside. Forget about them. The GOP primary voter. That is a uniquely right-wing and motivated voter. The GOP primary voter. They read books, conservative books. They listen to conservative talk radio. They watch various news programs at night. Maybe they watch me on the first on I'm Right every single night, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Maybe they watch Fox News. Maybe it's on all day long in their home. Honey, turn on Fox News all day long. The GOP primary voter is the most patriotic and informed voter in the country. If you see an American flag flying in somebody's driveway, I almost guarantee you that person not only votes in every election, they vote in every single GOP primary. And yet the GOP primary voter, time after time after time after time, they go send the same group of losers right back to Washington, D.C. South Carolina, what are you doing? Kentucky? Point fingers at myself here. I ain't just pointing fingers at everyone else. Texas, what am I doing? What are we doing here? What are we doing? John Cornyn has been a loser, a pathetic idiot loser that screwed us over forever. And John Cornyn just had a primary where he got 76% of the vote. If you're a Republican and you're facing a $1.7 trillion bill that you haven't even read, you know the truth of it is? Because I know you don't have any guts whatsoever, and I know you don't stand for anything. So the truth is, you should be afraid to vote for that bill. They should, every one of them. You should be afraid. You should look at that bill and say, well, I can't vote for this. They're going to vote me out. If I vote yes on this, they're going to vote me out. It's not even an option for me. But instead, listen to how they're all totally comfortable. They announce it publicly.
If a truly bipartisan full-year bill without poison pills is ready for final Senate passage by late next week, then I'll support it for our armed forces, particularly. Otherwise, we'll be passing a short-term continuing resolution into the new year.
Mitch McConnell's been there since time began. Over and over and over again, the Republican primary voters of Kentucky. I saw him on the news. And now maybe you're saying to yourself, well, he has more money. It's all about money. You know what money buys in politics? Money buys TV commercials, bumper stickers, T-shirts. Excuse me if I expect a little bit more from the GOP primary voter than to fall for all that crap. You shouldn't need a single television commercial or bumper sticker to go vote these losers out of office. Again, point fingers right back at myself. John Cornyn here in Texas has been there 20 years, two decades of idiocy. And we just sent him back with over 76% of the vote. It is the GOP primary voter that has failed this country. Makes me sick. Speaking of failing the country, it's time for some LGBTQ Air Force talk. We're here right here in the U.S. of gay. We might as well keep it rolling before we get to all that ugliness. Let's get to something beautiful. Life. What's better than life, right? It's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. It's nothing to thumb your nose at. It's a beautiful thing. You know that Preborn provides it. Only Preborn is just an organization. Yeah, they have the buildings. They have the places where these women can get these free ultrasounds, but they can't pay for all this. You are the one that helps them. When you give to Preborn $28, that buys that ultrasound for that young lady. She was about to have an abortion. She was seeking out an abortion. Instead, they said, hey, just come get a free ultrasound first. She goes in, she hears that heartbeat, and it's over. Soon there's another life. Your $28 isn't just $28. It's a life. The cost of a large pizza, you can save a life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Go give tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Rocking and rolling here on a Tuesday. It has been a rambunctious night. Did I raise my voice twice, Chris? I didn't, did I? Just once. I did twice. Really loud, too. Did it sound bad? The walls weren't shaking. Don't be dramatic. It wasn't that bad. I never do that. Dang it. All right, hold on. I have to cough again. We need you, Maria.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with
punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? You would have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen, thank you. Yes, I got it all out. Don't worry. All right, let's get to a couple emails before we get to the U.S. of Gay here. Dear all-knowing Oracle, I am in the process of a divorce. The world wasn't on fire when we married, and I was like everyone else. I knew I had my head down, building my business, watching football on the weekends, etc. My soon-to-be ex-wife has no problem with the trans crap in school. I'm going to put myself into financial ruin with attorney's fees to get full custody of my son. How you recommend that I teach about God? He is about to be 3 in a few weeks. I just got iBible books with wonderfully brilliant artwork, but he's not interested in what I'm reading as he's focused on the pictures. I honestly don't know the Bible at all. I have the morals and values of the right, but I had a bad experience with church as a child. I am doing something right as my daughter has just begun attending a Bible teaching church. What do I do to help such a little one get going on the right path before the moms and teachers corrupt him? This is the first time I will ask you not to use my name. Of course, I would not. Well, one, proud of you. It's tough. That's tough. We should all hold that family up in prayer. Two, I'm the last person in the world you need to ever approach for any spiritual guidance. I'm a bad person, but I will tell you this. You're going to be just fine, brother. What do you mean you don't know? You already know. That's why you're already interested in it. That's why you're already asking me questions and probably asking other questions. Your kid is 3. He's not Billy Graham. He's 3 years old. That's all they know at that age is pictures. And look, you actually have an advantage, not a disadvantage, an advantage. You're starting where he's starting. So as he graduates from pictures, when he gets a little older, 4 or 5, and the stories become more interesting, the kids' Bible books you get, every town has a Christian bookstore, or a lot of them. Or if your town doesn't, I guarantee you have a church in your area that does, a little Christian bookstore in there with age-appropriate things, and you start reading these books to your son, you're going to be learning the, you know, baby food version as he's learning the baby food version. This is an advantage. You're going to walk through the thing with him. This is nothing but good. Keep your chin up. This is a good thing. I applaud you for wanting it. That is a great. But everything isn't great. A couple things. One's going to offend you, but I don't care. You know, I complain a lot about the U.S. of gay. I complain that we have a new religion in this country. And I'm not talking about things adults do privately, which is nothing that's ever bothered me at all. I don't give a crap. You go do cocaine with a gorilla in your living room. I don't care. The second you start taking over the school system and throwing it in my son's face, well, now I have an issue.
It's incredibly important for there to be queer representation in education. Now, there's been a lot of recent pushback against queer teachers in the workplace, especially in public education. A lot of people are coming out saying that we're groomers, that we're child predators, when that is so far beyond the truth. We are just people who are teachers. I'm not going to make your child into something that they're not.
Okay, that's when I have a problem. And when you have to put it in every Disney movie, I have a problem. When it has to be in every sitcom, I have a problem. Because now I feel like you want to make your business my business. And now I have an issue. This is an issue that people should be able to speak about very frankly. And again, I want to stress, I don't give a crap if what I say offends you at all. It means nothing to me. And the right had better start embracing this cultural war and realize we're not dealing with just things this adult wants to do in private. We're dealing with something wholly different. And they are after our kids, and they're after them big time. And they just passed this ridiculous respect for marriage law out of Washington, D.C., which was nothing more than a license for these people to start attacking every religious institution who they very clearly have declared war on. So when I see scenes from Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump hosting 500 gay Republicans to celebrate passing the Respect for Marriage Act. I'm not going to lie. It makes me question exactly what direction we're going here as a GOP, and it really makes me question where my vote's going to go in the 2024 primary, because I'm not voting for any more U.S. of gay. I have had my fill of it. I have had my fill of this endless filth going everywhere in this society. I can't send my son to buy a pack of Oreos anymore without him coming back and having to ask me why it's all rainbow colors. So if this is what I'm going to get from the GOP nominee, count me out. I'm done with the U.S. of gay. I'm done with this crap. I'm sick of it. Maybe I'm just sick, but I am in a sour mood. And this crap, you want to know what they really want? RuPaul, that freak, has some show called Drag Race. Of course, had some transvestite on there called Ms. Cracker. Had this to say, quote, "To say Christmas is about traditional values or values of any kind anymore is pretty ridiculous. Christ is nowhere featured in this. In America, if you look at the way people knock down on doors of shopping centers, I think you can tell we have separated Christmas from Christ." Then went on to say, and I quote, well, I can't quote it because it's a family show, beep family. Starts with an F, in case you're wondering what this person said. We need to reinvent it. I'm not taking part in the beep family movement, okay? I'm out. You can count me out. I believe the family unit is what will save this nation. The family unit, the lack of one, the breaking up of one, is a huge part of why this nation finds itself exactly where it is. When you look at all these turbo freak communists that lead every part of these movements, from BLM to the LGBTQ Air Force to the climate change nutters, it's not universal, not by any means, but almost overwhelmingly broken home after broken home after broken home, single mom after single mom after single dad after single dad after... I'm done with this. I'm not participating. And I demand better from the people who want to lead me. I'm done with this crap. All right? I didn't even mention, or did I mention earlier, Chris? I don't know. I have this stupid brain thing going on right now. Did I mention earlier that part of the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill goes to LGBTQ housing and centers? Oh, yeah. That's your Republican Party. Mitch McConnell and the other losers, too. I'm out on all you losers, too. I'm done with this crap. I have had enough. You're right. You know what, Chris? You're right. I do need some shrimp tonight. I've been so testy all night long. I keep raising my voice. You know, I don't normally do this. I know I'm just in a sour mood. I've been raising my voice and shouting and yelling all night long. I need some shrimp scampi. That's what's on order tonight. I think the wife even picked up some lemons at the grocery store. So I'm going to go home, a little garlic, a little scampi, pour a little white wine in there. Shrimp scampi night with Biloxi Shrimp doing the hosting. Biloxi Shrimp sends my shrimp to my front door. I have a freezer full of shrimp. The best shrimp you'll ever taste, because it didn't have to come from Vietnam. It came from the Mississippi Gulf. And with the wonderful people at Biloxi Shrimp Company who share our values, they share the values of family. That's where my money's going. When I want seafood or the Biloxi herbs and spices, I go to Biloxi Shrimp because I know my money's not going to people who hate me and everything I stand for. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. They have all kinds of different bundles and options. You don't believe me, you don't got to spend $10,000. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse saves you 10% on the whole order, no matter what you get. Not a bad Christmas gift, by the way. The gift of food is something I thrive on anymore. It's the one thing I do well. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. Sorry, Chris doesn't get to have any. We'll be right back with headlines I didn't get to. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to some emails, and then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to, and then we're going to check out of this beast and I'll be right back here tomorrow. Don't worry. I'm on the mend. It's fine. I'll be back here tomorrow. It's all good. Hopefully I'm not short-tempered again tomorrow, Chris. I got short-tempered tonight. I don't know what my problem was. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com is the email address. Get to a couple of these. Shogun, I just bought a new car and I went to register it here in Colorado. I looked up the criteria for veteran plates. It must have changed in the past few years because now it says who qualifies. A natural person who is honorably discharged or a discharged LGBT veteran. He said, I checked and now it says that for every branch. So even if you were dishonorably discharged but now identify as a member of the Alphabet Mafia, you get veteran plates. I don't know about you. I feel like this is borderline stolen valor. Semper Fi. His name is Matt. Well, in defense of Colorado for this kind of move, Colorado is simply doing what every nation has always done in the history of mankind. They are centering themselves and honoring the religion of the state. They are honoring the religion of the state. That is the United States of America's religion now. And so everything, our laws, our license plates, our entertainment, our education, everything will revolve around the religion of the state. You don't have to be a religious person. What you believe is not my business, but you do have to understand that from a tiny tribe to a major nation, your religion, the religion of that area, everything will orbit around it. Everything is determined by it. Every single thing, the laws, the culture, all of it will be determined by it. And I get people who get mad at me. Christians and Jews and Muslims have emailed the show when I said that's the religion of the state. And they say, Jesse, no, it's not. Jesse, we're a Christian nation. We're a Judeo-Christian nation. Jesse, we're... look, you can get mad at me all you want. You don't have to like what I'm saying. But how often do you see your religion represented in the media? In sitcoms? That's a good question, Chris. Is your flag flying at embassies around the world? No, it's not. Oh, yeah, it's Jesse. It's a Christian nation. Okay. Remember that pack of Oreos with the cross on it? Oh, you didn't catch that? Again, go down to the movie theater. I know you got a local cinema. We got them all over here. They play 10, 20 movies. Go pick any one at random. Go watch it. Did you see your religion represented in that movie? No, you didn't. You saw the religion of the state. We are the U.S. of gay now. Shogun, you do realize what you're doing, right? You're deprogramming us from the communist psyop we've been subjected to for the last few decades. I'm a little older than you and almost as handsome. Slowly but surely, I'm realizing all the crap I was fed in the government school system. I've been skeptical of it, and like you, I have a rebellious spirit. Thank you for connecting the dots so we realize the evil we're up against. By the way, we just upgraded our daughter's phone through Pure Talk. She needed help with the new phone and spoke with two representatives. She got off the phone talking about how nice they both were. His name is Heath. I love these emails. I swear, I get more of these emails from Pure Talk than anyone else. That people, they're just the most wonderful people. And you know what it is at Pure Talk? It's Americans. They're such a patriotic company that they hire Americans who speak English. And there are, it's not just that they speak English, they're so pleasant. I don't know about you. Every other customer service person I've dealt with in the past decade on the phone is, yeah, this is AT&T. What do you want? Okay, I'm having trouble with my service. So can you? They interrupt you to try to get to their talking points. Did you go press the red button 10 times already? But, yeah, I did. I pressed the red button. Hang on, let me put you online for tech support. Beep, and you're on hold for another hour. Not Pure Talk. Switch. Save a bunch of money. Same great 5G network as one of the big guys. Why wouldn't you switch? Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, all right? #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk today. By the way, that saves you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Stanford releases guide against harmful language, including the word American. Just a reminder, as I've said before, one of the best practical things a dictator would do if he took over the United States of America was take our top universities, top 50, top 100, fire every single employee, arrest many of them for the communist subversives they are, burn the buildings to the ground and salt the earth behind them. You brag, all you neighbors brag to me, Aiden's going to Stanford. You should know, as proud as you are on the inside, that's how bad I feel for you and your little Aiden, sending him off to a communist training camp. Trump backs McCarthy for speaker, tells opponents to stand down. I think he deserves the shot. All right. GOP looming Afghanistan probe worries the Biden aides. Yeah, just a quick reminder, we got 13 of our people killed, and then we promptly murdered 10 of their people in response to 10 to 13 of our people getting killed. And then we left billions of dollars of high-end equipment that you paid for behind that the Taliban now patrol the streets with. Have you wrapped your mind fully around the fact that the Taliban are ruling Afghanistan with American M4s, American body armor, driving American Humvees? It's just gross. Capitol Police officer says it physically hurts to talk about January 6th. Yeah, I wonder how Ashley Babbitt's family feels. Air Force grounds stealth bomber fleet after emergency landing. Are we sure it was diverse enough? Justice Roberts steps in with emergency decision, tells Biden administration they have until 5 p.m. Tuesday to respond in the Title 42 case. We'll talk a little bit more about that Title 42 stuff tomorrow. Texas legislators introduce bill banning diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public universities. Yes, this is the way. Take your state power and use your state power. Use your power against your enemies before he finishes you off. Top doctor's bombshell vaccine revelation. Karen Phelps, her and her wife, okay, suffered serious and ongoing injuries from the COVID vaccines. The stuff that's coming out of Australia now, Israel now. Israel, go pay attention to the stuff coming out in Israel, because they were so horrible to their people, making them take everything. Man, they've got problems now. And they have a fertility crisis now because of the obviously side effects. They can't afford to have a fertility crisis. They need to be making brand new Israelites every single day, and they're not. All right. We have a ton more to get to tomorrow. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. You know I don't like attention, but if you want to wish me feeling better and stuff like that, that what, Chris? I don't like to focus on me. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.